Welcome back to Inside Agriculture one more time. Opponents of the big, beautiful bill signed into law over the 4th of July weekend are saying it killed clean energy incentives. But Jeff Cooper, president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, says that's not the case.
That's not what happened for ethanol. Yes, we saw the bill wind down electric vehicle credits and wind and solar and some hydrogen and quicker phase outs and less funding available. But for ethanol and for other biofuels, that 45Z tax credit was actually extended by 2 years, as you mentioned, through the end of 2029. So we've got a longer glide path with the 45Z tax credit now as a result of this legislation, which is really helpful.
The bill made some improvements to the 45Z tax credit.
Congress restricted eligibility for 45Z to fuels that are made from feedstocks grown in North America. And that addresses what we think was a big problem with the original language, which was it was sort of opening the door to a tidal wave of imported feedstocks, some of which, like used cooking oil from China, were questionable in nature, should I say. There was a lot of concern and questions around whether that feedstock was truly what it was advertised to be, or whether it was palm oil or some other things.
There were other improvements to the 45Z credit.
We also saw Congress retain transferability for the 45Z credit throughout the full five-year term, which is really important. It kind of gets into the weeds on how these things work, but having transferability of those credits is crucial for our producer members, and so that was a big benefit. And then finally, I guess the last one I'd comment on is Congress also removed indirect land use change penalties from the carbon intensity scoring for renewable fuels.
Jeff Cooper of the Renewable Fuels Association. Clean Fuels Alliance America CEO Donnell Rehagen testified during the Environmental Protection Agency's public hearing on proposed renewable fuel standards for 26 and 27. Our industry has made substantial investments over the past several years in biofuel production, feedstock supply, and distribution infrastructure, according to Rehagen. And he says, we supplied more than 5 billion gallons of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel to the U.S. market in 2024. And we are poised to deliver even more in 2026. Rehagen also says the markets have reacted in a positive fashion since the rule came out, but uncertainty around small refinery exemptions still hangs over the industry. This is Inside Agriculture. We do this every morning, 8:30 to 9. And we thank our new sponsor, Stout Miller Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Wintershow Road in Valley City. We'll see you tomorrow morning and this afternoon on Farm Talk.